Lager sells, but who's buying? This is the perfect pour.
Yeah, who's buying? Who's buying all that lager?
Lagers.
But if you watch beer Instagram, you think like lagers, like all over, it's just Lager City. Every place is just lager lines for out the door.
Lager City.
Where is the reality? Let's ask beer aficionado. Let's get beer five.
See if he's got any insight.
Aficionado on here. He's got all the.
Where
stats.
Is Lager City exactly?
it's out in the middle of fucking nowhere. That's where it's at. Welcome to the perfect pour. It's a show about having fun with the bears. I am Mikey.
I am the Nick.
And Ryan Stacy is still on assignment. Getting back from Dildo Brewing, and I'm sure next week we will learn all about the experience, in full totality, we'll learn her experience traveling
there.
out on the ether, and hanging out with Canadians, but for now, you're just going to have to deal with Nicholas and myself, and listeners who will call in. And we're going to listen to them. We're going to have some more beer. Talk about the beers we drank last week. Beers we're looking out for. A little culture. It's just your friends that drink beer and like to hang out and talk about beer-related culture. That's been the show for 556 episodes. And before the show, we did a little tailgating. I opened up a beer that Jim Fontana donated, a Hen House Brewing Company, the other Santa Rosa brewer, MK Ultra IPA. And don't go looking up what MK Ultra is. You'll go down a rabbit
don't
hole.
Don't do it.
Unless you like LSD and mind control and stuff, then go ahead and go look it up.
Don't forget to donate to Wikipedia while you're there.
Yep. Yeah, I know. I don't like, I'm not saying don't donate to Wikipedia, but I did it once and now they just like, I'm their sucker now. Like they're always emailing me like, hey bro. Hey, I remember that time you donated money. How about you doing it again? Huh?
Yeah. About one more of those dollars you sent us.
A little bit more.
We like that.
A little bit more.
I'm like, we just need more.
Man. And how about this? If you guys make a Wikipedia page about me and do it up all nice, make it look cool, maybe I will donate a little more. How's that, Wikipedia? Yeah.
Right. Maybe include some of my superpowers.
Yeah. And where's our perfect pour page on Wikipedia? If we get a nice page about the perfect pour and how we're a top 43 podcast, a beer podcast. You know?
Right. You know, we could use some 5 stars on
Maybe we'll
Apple.
Yeah. Yeah. Go leave it. How about this, Wikipedia? Go leave us a nice review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Give us 5 stars and then screenshot that. I want to see it. And then and then maybe I'll give you $5.
You're scratching my back, I scratch yours.
Yeah, see how that works? I know I get all your information packed posts for free, but you know, how about helping me out a little bit?
I think one of my favorite things about Wikipedia are when you look up a band and they give you a color coded chart of current and previous members and their overlap.
Oh yeah.
Within the band.
Oh yeah. That yeah. There's a podcast I listen to, called Click Vortex, and it is it's one of those times as a creative you get jealous of somebody came up with an idea that you should have come up with, and you're like, god dang it, right? and they're executing it better than you would have executed it, and you're just like, fuck. But it's their music guys, and they'll pick a Wikipedia thing, like in some sort of band, like say Green Day or something like though, and then they'll click something from that Wikipedia, some informative thing from them, and then they'll go down that, they'll just keep going down Wikipedia rabbit holes and like talk about the interesting rabbit holes from something. Wow. Else. So it's pretty cool.
That's good.
What are you drinking there, Nick?
I finished a Guinness Extra Stout. And that was the sound of me opening.
I love Metal gold. Human.
Metal Human from There Does Not Exist, a New Zealand style Pilsner.
New Zealand style.
So I guess I am buying the lagers.
Like Pilsners / lagers. Brewers love New Zealand hops.
Yes.
They like,
this is rather hoppy for,
they think, they think Yakima Valley is their dad's hops area. They're all about New Zealand. This generation likes New Zealand. And they're like, you get your hops from Wickama Valley. Oh God, Grandpa.
I remember my dad buying hops from Yakima.
Yakima.
Lager City. What kind of beers would you find in Lager City?
Really sweet, boring beers.
Will we return to the Rheingeist spot this year? People are over
the Rheingeist. Wait, what?
The German purity.
Yeah. Thing. Oh, yeah. The German purity law. Yeah. Rheingeistgebot. Rheingeistgebot. Will we return to it? Are we getting away from it?
Yeah. I think.
They're like, that's a Rheingeistgebot. That's so grandpa. Okay, grandpa.
Like, where else do we have to go with craft beer except for a complete return to?
Yeah, we do need to get hit the reset button.
We need a reset.
We need a reimagining, remodel. You know, we're starting to look like those 80s Taco Bells and 90s Taco Bells.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Are we installing wood plank flooring and?
Yeah, oh yeah. Now we got to get that wood plank and those slats, a lot of slats, grays, yeah. A lot of grays.
No more arches. We're gonna go all vertical.
Yeah,
lines.
A lot of metal looking siding, and
yes,
side and horizontal lines.
Lots of slatted partitions.
Yeah, to make
me feel like I'm not in the lobby anymore, but I am.
Where am I? It's like, just like the beer garden starter kit with the stools those lights, the
Edison bulbs.
Yeah, Edison bulbs and all that.
Yes, take it back. No refrigeration. Just
oh wow.
Lagers.
Now we're getting into God. I can't remember anything anymore. I've had half a beer, everyone. Can't remember words anymore.
It was only a triple.
Hopefully I can stay awake, unlike last week. If you listen to the last 15 minutes of last week's show, Nick had to just like, I was like, then the water, and like, wow, okay, that makes some sense, I think.
Yeah, totally. I was totally keeping the show on track. Sure.
We're not. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I don't hear any podcasts where like a co-host is just not as barely making sense by the end of the show. That's just no other podcast will do that. Brave enough as the perfect boy.
We're special.
Yeah.
That's nobody true. Podcasting like us.
No. Spies Like Us. Ah, Nick, do you have something?
Me? I'm gonna bet 2025 will be a reset to the Rhein Heist Gebot.
All right. Like that. Predictions for 2025 in here.
They've had enough, and we're going to take it back to the IPA boat recipe, original IPA boat recipe.
Yeah.
We'll get regular stouts again, just a no barrel aged, just stout. And the names will go back. Like, oh, what kind of beers you got? We got stout.
Stout.
Lager.
Lager. And other lager.
Other lager. Dark lager.
Oh.
Light lager.
Oh, yeah. Our Mexican lager.
Mm-hmm.
We have lager and Mexican lager and stout.
And then you can just walk into a bar and be like, I'll have a beer. And
yeah, but like they have to do in TV and movies, they never can say like the name there of like, give me a beer. Like, what the hell?
Give me a beer.
Like, you're in a bar, idiot. What beer do you want?
Yeah, it's give me a beer. I'll take a beer. Two beers.
Or they'll work around and say, I'll have what that guy's having. Whatever. They just cannot say the actual.
I'll have what she's having.
An orgasm?
Yep, that's what I want.
Wow. All right. Well, see what we can do.
Make it a double.
Make it a double. Give me a double on the rocks.
Well, the news is trying to make me believe it's going to be a hot lager summer again.
Hot lager summer. Oh, my God. Was this written by the Brewers Association, brewer guys, brewer dudes?
This is some random newspaper.
It's
going to
be hot. The lager is the summer lager. Like, you've been trying to push that every year, guys. Come on.
Mm-hmm. This is from NPR News. Don't.
Oh, NPR.
Is that with NPR?
NPR News.
NPR News.
The summer of lager is coming.
It's the summer of lager. One brewery made a lager, so that, therefore, it's the summer of lager.
It's the summer of lager.
Not only that, light lagers.
Light lagers. They may give you.
No IPA. Light lager only. Let's see. What else do we have? Another article. Oh, this is USA Today. So maybe more.
Intense news reliable. Organization. USA Today.
They're saying NA beers are where it's at.
they're just getting around the NA articles.
Like, hey, have you guys heard of this?
There is NA stuff, guys.
I'm going to break this story wide open, say.
I'm going to do the story on non-alcoholic beers. Stop the presses. Stop the presses. People are drinking NAs.
Beer with no alcohol?
Beer with no alcohol.
Let's see. Your top-selling beer in the U.S. is still Modelo. Bud Light, Michelob Ultra, Coors Light, Corona Extra, Miller Light.
Oh, my God.
Busch Light, Natural
Light. All right, Busch Light, Natty Light got in
there. Busch Light's climbing the charts.
Ah.
These commercials are finally paying off.
Yeah, they're like, Busch. You know what? I think I will have a Busch. Busch.
You gotta say it right. Sorry, I didn't hear you. What kind of beer did you want?
What was that? I'll have a Busch beer. I didn't catch you. What? Oh, sorry. I'll have a Busch.
There's an app for that. Can you DoorDash a boosh?
You probably can't.
Nice. Hams was trying hard to make a comeback.
Hams, there's no shot. Hams would be refreshing.
Hams ain't gonna do it.
That funny ass bear.
Top selling craft beers. Are you ready?
Here it comes, guys.
You will instantly see who's paying for this article.
Uh-oh.
Top selling craft beers.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Moon. New Belgian Voodoo Ranger.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Sierra Nevada is actually on the list. Okay. Shinerbach, Lagunitas, Elysian Space Dust, somehow. Red Robin must be buying it by the truckload.
All that Red Robin, all the Red Robin kegs going out the door.
Sam Adams and Kona Big Wave, actually.
Oh, look at Kona Big Wave.
Mm-hmm.
So... Wait, you did say there's one Sierra in there. So Sierra,
there is Hazy Little Thing.
Sierra being the actual only craft beer in that list.
Yeah. Only Indian. Oh, yeah, Kona's
big beer. Yeah, Kona's in a conglomerate, one of them group buys.
Yeah. So, yeah, according to them, craft beer is just not Budweiser.
Yeah, that's a crafty beer list, without exception of Sierra.
Which one did you have more fun at, National Beer Day or Eclipse Day?
Well, I had to work during Eclipse Day, so I mean, it had to be National Beer Day because that was a Sunday.
There you go.
I didn't work. No, wait, I worked that day too. Fuck.
Well, son of a bitch.
I'll say Eclipse Day then.
Were you up on a?
I didn't drink.
Scaffolding, viewing the eclipse.
Yep. I got up on the highest point in Merced. I got up on the Merced building.
Wow.
Took
your welding helmet.
Tioga's down there. Or no, the Tioga. Yeah. That's where I was at.
Mm-hmm. Were you a rebel and climbed the outside of it, then use a ladder like you should have?
No. And then I watched through my welding goggles.
There you go. I could see just fine.
Well, I had some cheap Amazon glasses. Anybody want some Amazon Eclipse glasses? I could sell you. Interested?
You could save them for $20.54.
Yeah, I thought it was $20.44 is the next one for the country.
I don't know.
Only got to hold them for 20 years. So get in touch with me if you want some cheap Amazon Eclipse glasses.
They'll be vintage by then.
Yeah, I'll be like, oh, wow. You got the 2024s? Yep. Sun was much brighter back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, we still drink hazy beers. Remember that? No, Grandpa, I don't remember hazy Grandpa. Beers.
We only drink lagers now.
We only drink lagers because that's what the brewers told us is cool. So we had to listen.
I hate to say it. I'm actually enjoying this Pilsner.
Wow, look at you.
It's hoppy.
Is it Italian Pilsner? Oh, it's hoppy.
No, it's a hoppy Pilsner.
That's why.
It made me think I was drinking an IPA for a second.
You know what I like it? You know what I like about it? It reminded me of an IPA.
Yeah, it's only 5.5 alks. Hey, did you see...
Easy.
I don't know if you went to the market over the weekend. There Does Not Exist has a one label.
Oh, that's not black and white.
That's not black and white.
And yeah. Silver. Wow, I didn't think they're allowed to do that.
They threw some color, some green in there.
Uh-oh, look at them. Now they're going to start changing their labels.
Thanks, There Does Not Exist. Guinness. Bought Guinness to cook with it again. We made Irish. We made a... like a beef stew with a pot roast.
Dang, still can't get over St. Patrick's Day. You're still doing St. Patty's Day stuff.
Yeah, it was so good. We had to have it again before it's like, too hot to enjoy like comfort food like that.
Yeah, soup season's coming to an end.
Soup season.
That's sad.
Soup. I'm not a soup person. Oh, we had this discussion. Bowl food.
Boo. Bowl food. You gotta try the soups at Mad Duck.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did good soup.
Early cheers to Mad Duck for winning the CRA local.
Yeah, won some Mad Duck
local favorite award.
Brew pub here in Fresno won a local award.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them.
Their newest location is almost online, right? Copper.
Yeah, out there. I've gone there.
Uncle Doc.
I've gone out there for a benediction, but.
Local Talk, you remember that little brewery we supported 11 years ago?
Pendragon?
House of Pendragon. 11-year anniversary this weekend.
Wow. Look out for it.
April House 13th. House of Pendragon.
I think Scotty B will be there.
Yeah.
He likes
but they gotta to go to Sanger.
You gotta go to Sanger.
Sanger. The closest one is not open.
Nope. Nope. Close does know how to build stuff, so they're still waiting. I think you hammer that.
Logger breaks.
And they're like, yeah, let's take a logger break. Looks good enough to me.
Clovis, we don't know how to build stuff here.
What's the matter? Your people can just come sit down right there in the boards. Looks fine to me. Go to some hoity-toity brewery.
Brewery. I'm just going to go next door to the Me and Ed's and get me some Blue Moon.
Now we're talking. I haven't gone to the revamped Coney Island. Yeah, it looks pretty cool from the outside.
Yeah, stay outside and keep thinking that.
Oh, okay. Wait, have you been in it?
Yeah.
Was it not any, it's nothing in there or what?
Well, they cut the... Okay, I don't know if you remember walking in.
Mm-hmm. I remember it.
You remember it. Okay, so you walk in, and immediately to the left, they had a great section of booths.
Yeah.
And they were the introvert's paradise kind of booths. They were really really tall backs.
Yeah.
You know?
No, so kid.
When you were sitting
getting over the back looking at my shit. Like, get the fuck back in your booth, kid. Hey, I'm looking at you.
In a private little booth all on your own. Well, so that's now the bar. The bar is gone. Now where the booth section was is the bar with garage door roll-ups to the patio, which, okay, I'm good with that. But they put in the self-pour system. That does not work. It absolutely does not work.
Oh, boo.
Yeah. And then they've got TVs everywhere, and they blast
ESPN Sports Center.
Well,
20 screens of Sports Center that nobody's watching.
You remember the box?
Yeah.
It's the equivalent of that. It's just music videos.
Oh, geez.
Completely random and way too loud. I did not enjoy it.
Well, that's sad. I guess you got to hang out in the patio. People watch.
Yeah, that's... It was a great idea, but...
Boo.
Boo.
Their beer list still the same? Didn't like... they have more... Since it's self-pour, they must have more choices?
You would think. Somehow they... It's the starter kit. It's like...
Yeah.
You know, one Firestone, one... Maybe like a Pendragon or a Tioga. And the rest is all just garbage.
Garbage. Disappointing.
Hot garbage. The pizza's still good. They still make a good pizza.
Yeah.
I was not impressed with the burger.
Oh, you had a burger.
Yeah, they make... they used to make okay burgers, and I was not impressed with the burger now that they retooled everything. I think they still have the arcade. I didn't go back that far.
Yeah.
Yeah, the restaurant. But it's weird. Like if you don't eat in the bar, everything is self-service. Like you walk up to the counter and order and then find your table. The soda machines are self-serve.
I hate hawking a table in the restaurant. It's like I'm in a restaurant. All that's like self-serve,
find your own table. But if you go to the bar, the bartenders will actually help you like order your drink and order your food. And they'll bring it to you.
Tell you a story about the IPA boat.
Yeah, I wish. I was really looking forward to that. That would have increased their tip.
Yeah.
If I had gotten a story.
You have any other culture items?
No, I'll save the rest for Bincott.
All right. Yeah, save something for Bincott. Keep that gas tank, Bincott gas tank. I'm looking out for not a beer, but a Yeti Coolster. It is Sierra Nevada labeled Yeti Coolster. And it's $30. The one I saw was 12 ounce. I don't know if it's just 12 ounce or if they have a 16 ounce version, but one of those little Yeti coolers. I'll keep your can nice and cool.
Where
you find it? Was on Sierra Nevada's website.
Oh, okay. You better buy it from Sierra Nevada.
Yeah.
Bought it. Hey, Sierra Nevada's on Wikipedia.
They probably are. Looking out for a beer, El Segundo Brewing, Los Angeles brewer El Segundo, Clear AF, their West Coast IPA. I think it's a seasonal, but I'm not real sure. But clear West Coast IPA, because that's the way we like them. Russian River's got a couple of new label refreshes, so now you know what's old and what's new. Happy Hops and Mind Circus got like a little slight little refreshing of the label, so now you can easily check what your dates by label, new label, old label. Mother's Day's coming, and Rogue Ale Works, Oregon brewer, Rogue has a mom beer, just called Mom Beer, and it's a wheat IPA. It's got a nice can art with like a flower and like the mom.
How
that
many
mom
moms
tattoo.
Did they sample the pick before they picked that stuff?
Yeah, Rogue believes that moms prefer wheat IPAs. So I don't know how much research they did or not, but that's enough of that.
That's enough of that garbage.
Whoa, wet opening. That is, I might even have messed up our soundboard with that. How wet that was.
If the show goes down, we love you all.
Yeah, it was because of beer, so that's fine.
I love gold.
Well, I'm excited about this one because I don't know. Maybe I've had one. This is a McKillany. Still can't pronounce that. The old
old Alpine.
Yes, the old Alpine. The original Alpine brewers. They're now McKillany. And this one's called Wizard's Wand IPA, a West Coast 6-7 on the Alks, donated to the show by Wazoo Corvette. I don't know how he got.
Oh, man.
McKillany.
Yeah, but, how did he get a San Diegan beer?
I don't know, but I'm glad he did. It's nice. It's a little bit roasty. Strata and Mosaic hops. Two Row, Golden Promise, White Wheat, Gold Pills, Vienna, and Carafoam. So they really went on the grains. I'm getting the grains out of that. grain heavy beer. Oh, interesting. Pretty good.
How's the grains, bro?
They're great grains. They've
got to get them grains. Great
grains. Links of great grains.
Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about me and tell me you're driving?
Oh, we like you to get on this show and let us know some cool beer information or cool beer or show related things, any questions you want us to talk about, whatever, man. You can call us. A 24/7 voicemail line is there waiting for you. 559-492-0542, or you can email us. It's perfectforpodcast@gmail.com, I believe. The show notes have the information you need, or you can go to perfectpourpod.com if you forget or get confused in any way.
I'm lost.
I don't know what to do. Go to perfectpourpod.com. Just hang out and somebody will be with you in a moment.
Please hold. You're the next caller.
Oh my, I can't believe it does this every time. The setup I have for the voicemails is the same one I'm using for the soundboard, and the soundboard works fine. And then right when I use the voicemail, all of a sudden it leaves and stops working. And I'm gonna
stop sounding.
I'm gonna get new cables. It's basically a cable issue that I'm working with. But oh my god, I can't believe how it does this every time. Where it just like it craps out right at voicemail hour.
What is up, everybody? Mikey, Nick, Brad, Stacy. So, I meant to call in a little earlier to get on this week's episode, but that didn't happen. So I'll fill you in real quick. I want a little, about a one-week trip. We got a few days in Vegas, a few days in L.A., and then I'll be in Phoenix for a little bit. So right now I'm on my first stop here in Vegas, and I'm here at Beer Zombies, and so I have a little bit of news I didn't even hear about, but apparently Beer Zombies bought out Tenaya Creek, so they are actually starting to brew their own beer. Whoa. Up to this point, it's mainly been like Mason Ale Works, and they worked a little bit with Dale Smith, but now they have their own spot, and they're expanding a little bit, and a fantastic spot here now, the old Tenaya Creek area. So it's pretty great. So I don't know. I might be a little annoying to be on a few voicemails this week, but we'll see. Hope you're all doing well. I'm doing fantastic.
Yeah.
Just want to say, so let you know about that little bit of news and say, keep up the good work, guys. Cheers. Take a date. Have fun and all that. Bye.
Bye.
Wow, I didn't see that. I didn't see, that wasn't, I didn't see that, thing about Tenaya Creek. So Beer Zombie is getting out of, expanding their merch. Cause they're pretty much like a beer or
just a
beer selling tap, website.
Tap house, right?
No, I thought they like, no, I think they're like a merch. They like do their own beer merch. And then, so now they're brewing beer, I think.
Bottle shop. Beer Zombies bottle.
Oh, okay, yeah. Then bottle shop and then merch and then now they can make beer. Cause
get some merch.
Beer, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but craft beer on the upswing. Big,
yeah,
it's gonna be a hot new thing. 2025.
Hey guys, guess what I'm doing?
What? Bevmo parking.
I'm drinking a hazy IPA. Go figure. You know, I just got off work and while I'm at work,
Spall,
I periodically
Fairfax.
sample the wares. You know, just taste everything, see how it is. And I, one of the hazy IPAs on the board, I was like, God, actually, this smells and tastes pretty good. And so I was, I felt like bringing one home. So I brought one home and just got up work. And now I'm drinking it. I might actually drink the whole thing. Pleasant.
Just might.
So I'm not anti-hazy. I'm just, it's probably my least favorite beer style. All right. That's big news on the block. Paul is drinking a hazy IPA. Cheers. Keep up the good
boy.
Work.
Bye.
That is pretty big news. That's the kind of thing that the voicemail is for that kind of
breaking news.
Yeah.
That's even crazier than me drinking hazy.
You'll do it when it's big enough. You gotta get the aux.
Yeah, triple haze, no problem.
You're like, oh, I finally get hazies.
Yeah. Oh, they get you drunk. I like hazies. Oh.
I wonder if you'd like farmhouse ales if they're like 10%.
Guys, can you hear me?
Sweet.
I'm brewing. That's right, I'm brewing. I'm not even at Rick Davis's bitch house. I'm using my system. I dusted it off, got everything cleaned up, and I just finished mashing. And I'm making a white IPA like the one I made with Rick Davis, but with some minor tweaks to make it even better. And it's going to get entered at the homebrew competition at Pendragon on April 27th. Isn't that great?
What?
Well, anyway, hey, I haven't been listening to the show for a little over a month, and that's because my mom's been in the hospital. But she's out of the hospital now and doing better. And I'm wondering, should I go back and listen to like 6 episodes, or should I just listen to the latest and keep going? Which I just did listen to the latest, the one that dropped.
No, you
on
should
April
go back.
5th. And I just finished listening to it. And I heard that I got Nick with my April Fools. I do that every year on Facebook. I post, you know what, folks? I'm tired of beer. I'm burned out on it. I'm not going to drink it or brew it or anything anymore. And then I put hashtag April Fools. Yep, every year. It's like clockwork.
Every year you get some
pretty
idiot
much
that
really doing
buys in there.
Anymore. Well, anyway,
thanks.
Yeah, you think I should listen to like over a month's worth of episodes? I don't think that's realistic. Even if you say
over
shit,
a month, worth.
So I'm probably just gonna just keep on keeping on with the latest show going forward. Well, anyway, Keep up the great work. I'm brewing.
All is right with the world. Scotty B is brewing. And he doesn't, you can hear the disgust in his tone of like, oh, really? You really want me to go back and do a month of episodes?
At least listen to 550 and then move on.
Thanks, Sky B. I'm glad to hear about your mom getting out of the hospital and doing better. Thank you for that, Sky. Thank you for that, letting us know. And we'll all keep thinking about your mom. She's doing okay.
Poor friends, this is B.A. Cyclone checking in from beautiful Iowa, 70 degrees sunny Iowa. Hey, how about that eclipse? I don't know if Stacy's back from her trip yet, but that was pretty cool.
How about that eclipse,
partial eclipse, I guess. I think it was like 85% eclipse, but my wife happened to be in town, and she called me and said, hey, I'm going to be in town for an appointment. You want to come meet me and watch the eclipse together? So we had an eclipse date in the parking lot.
Oh, dang. Cool.
And then we had all the eclipse puns from my favorite breweries. They were having happy hour in the middle of the afternoon on a Monday with beer puns. My favorite adventurous, they released a beer with eclipse hops. So I had the chance to pick that up. So that was fantastically delicious. Lua Brewing in Des Moines, they have one of their core beers is Sun for Miles, and they called it No Sun for Miles. By the way,
I'm no sun
washing from the car wash. You guys have been talking about Midwest IPAs. I was just going to say, there's really not a code or a beer style for that, but I think pretty much if you think about it, all the IPAs are a little bit probably Midwest IPAs, because if you think about the grain bill, you probably got wheat or barley or probably not rice, but all the grains that you get in your beer probably are coming from the good old Midwest. So oats, probably almost all oats, right? So that's probably going to come from Kansas, Oklahoma, out here in the great Midwest, where you grow the grains for your beer and your bourbon. And then the last thing, I was going to talk about, I was just going to ask you guys, what is your favorite? We talked about a couple episodes ago about what's your island beer, stuck an island, only can have one beer left. I was thinking, what is your favorite, maybe only for Mikey, but what's your favorite hops in a beer? I think I really enjoyed the last year or so, kind of maybe an off the wall Idaho 7. Every time I get a beer with Idaho 7 in it, there's a adventurous brew that's got triple hopped Idaho 7. There's some single hop Idaho 7s too, but man, that's just seems like it's a great balanced, I guess it's a hazy for me, obviously I'm a haze bro, but man, that's fantastic. So if I had to pick one, obviously the great triple are awesome also, but I like that Idaho 7, so just maybe an off-the-wall great favorite IPA beer. So anyway, that's all I got for today. Oh, and Mikey, I've got a care package incoming. Got it out yesterday, so you'll probably have it maybe by the time you're listening to this episode. At least everybody else is listening to the episode, so should have it here end of this week. Three triple haze bombs in there.
Whoa.
So, some
intense, man. How am I supposed to finish the show?
Stacy, so sorry about that. Maybe next time. Love you guys. Have a great week. Bye.
Bye. Iowa. Your favorite hop, Nick, right now. What's your favorite hop?
Hard not to say Mosaic.
Yeah. I agree, although lately I've kind of been into Nelson. I've kind of been Nelson.
Okay. Yeah, I could dig some Nelson.
Yeah.
But it's been a while since it's been featured.
It's been a while since it's been featured.
Wow. What year is it?
It's been a while. Since I've had mosaic
beer. Okay, can I change my name to Nelson? You convinced me.
Oh, now you're Nelsoning.
I'm Nelsoning, guys. Nelsoning.
Hey, guys, I'm Nelsoning. Oh, Meg over at the Brewers Association has invited us to join the Brewers Association Chief Economist Bart Watson for the 2024 Production and Top 50 Press Conference. So we're in beer media, guys. We're in beer media. So it's a virtual presentation. We can RSVP for that. We should probably do that. Be more industry. Be a little is more it, industrial. I'll tell Rat Stacy to go to that.
Go to that.
Hey, yeah.
Zoom or in person?
It's a virtual, so she can virtual. Go. Hey, go attend that. See what's going on over there.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone, for calling into the show and being cool and all the things.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Call. We need somebody new. I mean, we need all the classics to keep calling. We need that, but also like to hear somebody new call us and tell us what your favorite hop is and why. What's your favorite hop and why?
What is your favorite?
Oh, wait. That's not what I wanted. But yeah, it was fun to listen to.
Always. We are a blast.
That was old memory muscle, because I think that's when we usually do looking out for us was after voicemails, right? All right. That's my excuse for screwing up.
That's the excuse. You can.
This is like live concert audio. It's not straight from the board. This is like, bootleg audio, not board audio. So this is what you're getting this week. Authentic Katie, what did you have this week? Let's check out our untaps or your moleskin if you're notating your drinking in a moleskin notebook of some sort, or if you use Untappd, or maybe your notes app in your phone. I don't know. Maybe you use Notion for your drinking.
Notion.
What did you have this week?
I'm really disappointed in myself because I felt like I checked in a lot of beers. And I did not check in any beers.
What? You're like, God dang, I'm so intense with the Untappd. You're like, sorry, babe, about being on Untappd all week. I just felt like it. And she's like, okay. Turns out it wasn't even on. What didn't check in one beer.
But yeah, I was like, in my head, I was checking them in.
Like, check in. Oh, you're trying to do like a mind thing with your Untappd app, trying to like check in through your mind.
Come on, AI.
Through mind, yeah. Just
predict what I'm
still doing. Still haven't seen anything good AI has done. Like all this freaking yammering about AI, and it's like, look at this picture it made. Like it looks like garbage. Like it looks like an obvious AI picture. next. They're like, well, look at this. Look at this video it made of a person. It's like, yeah, well, look at the person's hand is folded back onto itself, and it's and it took like 80,000.
The hands are the worst.
And it took 80,000 gigabytes and 20 teenagers running at the full speed to produce this 3-second video of a person. Like, this still have yet to be impressed by anything AI does. Like, look, ask ChatGPT to write you something. It's complete garbage of like, like. And the next thing you want to do, if you're going to be drive on an IPA boat down the river, first thing you want to do is get yourself a good sturdy boat. And then it's like the most garbage, right? It's just all garbage so far. I'm like all the companies are just like, they can't talk about AI enough. I'm like, I'm still waiting for something actually good, guys. But all right, I'm sure. I'm sure my grandkids listening to this right now are just like, oh my God, our granddad is an idiot. AI is everything.
We love AI.
AI. So yeah, still waiting for AI to do something actually useful. There's your challenge, AI. Do something useful.
Oh man. If you're curious, Yard House still has and is still the only place I've ever found Sierra's hazy or big little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the double IPA in the series of little things series. That made no sense. You know
little
the
double
that
series
Sierra does.
Yeah, it's very
thing?
Well, it's very confusing. Yeah, because it's a little things and they're like, no, it's big.
It's the big little.
But like the name of the beer is little. But no, this is a big version. I'm like, whoa, yeah. You guys are like undermining your own name of like you're branding something as this is little, guys. We here's a little version of something, and then you're making it big.
Yeah. It's not a big deal.
It's like how AI would name a beer. Like, we want it to be little, but also big.
Big little thing. So yeah, Yard House still the only place I could find it. Still on tap. Could be the same keg. I don't know. I could be the only one ever ordering this beer.
Yeah, dang. That's hey AI. How about you monitor keg dates and so that I can see what the keg date is without relying on the staff. To tell me, I want to know. Get around the staff because staff either doesn't know or doesn't want to tell me, because so they can't be trusted. Either they have no idea what a keg caller is, or they can't be trusted. So they're useless.
Feet away, they cannot walk back there and check every keg.
The only ones that are useful is if you get the hell? I feel like somebody is grabbing my arm. The only ones that are useful. Studio ghost.
Podcast ghost.
The only ones that are useful are the ones that's like their first week. So they're like all eager and like, let me ask. They're like, oh, that's a good question. Let me go ask. And that those they might actually tell you something, but anybody else is just like,
of course, they'll also get fired for spending 20
minutes. Yeah, they're like, what are you doing in here?
Well, the customer asked about it.
Keg room.
Keg date.
Yeah. Oh, that is the best, the main feature of you want to get for me, anyway, as a dork, you want to get those booths that are, they got the window into the keg room. Like, oh, look.
You can do some inspection.
Oh, look, I'm looking in the keg room and there's never anything going on in there. I don't know if it's a real keg room. Because you look in there and you're like, well, certainly, look at there's 100 taps. There's a lot of intense, like, keg changing in there. There's got to be somebody in there doing something. Nope, never is anybody in there. It's just dead in there. Like, it's like some sort of Disneyland prop or something. It's like animatronics. It's animatronic kegs.
Yeah. Mikey, I think I just figured out your dream retirement job. You could be a secret shopper, but for breweries.
Yeah.
Like you could walk in and order a beer and then do your report and then report back to
like
headquarters. Like,
Not clear enough. Not hoppy.
Yeah, apparently enough. I don't know if supermarkets still utilize that tactic or not, but that was big for a while.
Yeah, I'm sure they still do. Oh yeah. I know that. As a former Bonds employee, you had to worry about the secret shopper, and sometimes it would be like more intense where like you'd actually have a meeting with the store manager and like go over best practices. They really want you to bring them to, it was like the most annoying thing at in an outside department. Like they wanted you to bring the cut. If they're like, oh, where are the, where's the coffee at? And you would have to bring them to it. Like, okay, let's go to the coffee.
Random person.
And if you didn't bring them to it, you're going to get bombed.
Dang. Performance review fail.
And they're like, no, I like an actual customer is like, no, I'm good. I aisle three, you said aisle three. I'm like, no, I gotta bring you. Shut up.
I must bring it to you. You bring to me.
See, this is aisle three, ma'am. What were you drinking? We're still on the Nick 80s. I'm happy.
Yeah, I had a nice Friday afternoon beer. It was wonderful. Lunch beers are the best kind of beers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, when you don't have... did you go back to work?
Oh, yes. Yes, I did.
Man, damn, I want that, John. I can have a lunch beer.
Lunch beers. I took home from the market a...
Tacoma?
A Dinktastic from New Glory. And a... Winter Vacation from Pizza Port.
Yeah.
That's called.
Yeah, that's right.
Vacation for vacant for winter.
Oh, okay.
Vacant for winter.
They got the nice series of IPAs that are cheap. Good job, Pizza Port.
They do.
they're all
a Smog City beer.
Pretty regular tasting, nondescript tasting IPAs, but that's fine because they're cheap.
I'm not saying I'm rich by any means, but I never usually pay attention to how much my mixed six pack costs me. And I did notice this week it was a $26 mix pack.
Ooh,
so, and I feel like that's one of the cheaper ones I've ever built.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a pricey one. Yeah, I don't know. No, I didn't mean it that way. I just meant like, yeah, you're right. I think about it when I'm building it, but I don't think about the total. Like I never actually think about what the actual total was.
Yeah. And I feel like I've spent like $32, $35 on a six pack before.
I definitely could, but lately I've been in budget mode, so I've been getting like the cheapest tall boys.
Like, I mixed in a Sierra Atomic torpedo.
Yeah, I've been touting the benefits of torpedo.
Mm-hmm. Atomic torpedo was like maybe $3 can for 19.
Yeah.
That was good. They had a Pliny in there. I think I had a Smog City beer, which I don't often do, and that one was pretty good. Don't remember the name.
Yeah, the Smog City ones, like they're actually pretty good, pretty well priced, but
not like Moonraker.
Yeah, Moonraker is not well priced, but they're good beers, Smoke City, they're not what they used to be. Mm-hmm. They're still okay, But they are like they still have a little bit of that sheen of the early days when Smog City was sort of considered before we really got Smog City here. We're kind of like had Smog City up on a pedestal a little bit, and I don't know, the past couple of years are sort of kind of falling back to like regular craft brewery.
So regular.
And their prices are kind of weird because they'll have a couple of them that are really reasonable, and then they'll have some others that are just like $8 16 ounce. So it's like all over the board. We're watching you intensely, Smog City.
I'll do a graph of what I spend in 6 every week.
I would appreciate it. I'll put it on drinking and thinking.
There we go. What do I spend in beer?
What does Nick from the Perfect Boar spend in beer?
Yeah. Oh, God. Maybe that's scary. Maybe we don't.
Uh-oh. Does the missus listen?
Saturday night with sushi beers, side of Kieran.
Sushi beers. Yeah, good. Good choice for sushi.
Sunday, I had to get it.
Oh.
Bet you couldn't guess with who.
I bet I could, but why don't you tell us?
Mr. Jim Fontana.
Oh.
Passing through the valley.
Passing through, as most people are passing through.
So I met him at the Tioga.
Which Hoppy Libations trip is coming real quick here. Is that this week?
Should we start a countdown? Maybe Hoppy, 2 weeks away?
Hoppy Libations coming through the Fresno. Going to be in Fresno for 2 days. 22nd through the 25th. Hoppy Libations Fresno tour stop.
There'll be so many people in town we'll never see.
The Hoppy Libations tour stop is in Fresno, the 22nd through the 25th. So if you want to get a beer with Hoppy Libations, you got to be in Fresno during that time.
West Coast World Tour.
Especially the night of 22nd and 23rd. Or, 24th, I guess. Yeah. Jeez. Oh, my gosh. We gotta really fall out here. Hoppy Libations is gonna be three nights in Fresno.
Roll out the red carpet,
Hoppy. You're gonna have to spin it. You're gonna have to go look into reservations at Yosemite, and one of those days, see if you can pull it off. Because you can't, and if not, go to Kings Canyon or something. You know.
Go see some trees.
It's a lot of time in Fresno to not. I mean, she knows us, Perfect Poor family. So that's family. But I mean, I love Fresno, but Fresno is a base camp for.
Is that your bumper sticker?
I love Fresno. Fresno's a base camp.
But I love Fresno, but.
I love Fresno, but. Yeah, that's pretty good, actually. I love Fresno. But .. And then everybody can fill in whatever that but is.
Right, whatever.
Whatever it is to you. Whatever that but is to you. Whatever that but is to you. Was that, do you have more?
Oh, yeah, I'm still going.
All right.
So,
oh, my God.
Jim,
how many beers did you have?
He talked me into the pink boots.
Hey, come on. Get the pink boots.
Here.
Come on.
Yeah, he said, support the boobies. I said, okay.
You're like, all right.
I don't think that's what it's for, but that's fine.
I don't think that's the intent of the Pink Boots Society is, like, support boobies.
And then I had a Grizzly City Pale Ale.
Ah, Fresno, one of Fresno's nicknames.
Fresno, yeah. That was good. Pilsner was good. It was a hoppy Pilsner. Both good beers. Nice day at Tioga. Tried to get hold of the bearded one to meet us up, but he was otherwise occupied.
Yeah, sure.
So we didn't get to see him. He left some beers for us all. So I made your drop. I have Rad Stacy's still. Right now I'm drinking the one he gave to me, Moxa Infinite Tapestry West Coast IPA.
Infinite Tapestry.
So that came from the Fontana Gym. Let's see. Monday, that was Sunday. So Monday, no beer. Tuesday was Barrel House night. Farmer's Market. Had a Big Sur IPA and a small batch double dry hop West Coast IPA. That when I guess if they're testing out new things, they don't give it a picture. They just give it a generic tile that says small batch.
Small batch.
Small batch.
That's what you want. Good. Yeah, you want to try those.
Yeah, try those. They have a, if anybody is interested, they have a Baja Blast seltzer right now.
Who wouldn't be?
Who wouldn't be? Yeah, I don't know who wants boozy Mountain Dew, but if you do, the Barrel House is.
I kind of do. Does it have caffeine? Can I? Does it keep me up?
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Does it get me? Does it give me a buzz, but keep me awake?
Get you jacked up.
Unlike IPAs.
Put me make you go to sleep. Like I am right now.
Yeah. Oh, man. You got that. You got those IPA yawns coming on.
You got those long days.
Oh, God. Long day at IPAs.
What?
No. Go ahead.
IPA yawns.
Oh, man, I got the long day at IPAs ahead of me tomorrow. Oh, God.
What did I see? I saw protein coffee at Dutch Brothers this morning. I wonder if they make a...
Oh, yeah. Dutch Brothers got that protein coffee right now.
Yeah, protein coffee. I wonder if they make a caffeinated IPA.
Yeah, come on, Dutch Bros. Let's mix it up. I'll get the drive-thru if that... Oh man, I'll be all about Dutch Bros if they could slip in some beers.
Alks, what's the Alks on my?
Yeah, that's good. You think the Dutch Bro line's along now? Just wait till they have one beer, a hidden beer that's not like obvious. Like your kid will. You gotta disguise it where your kid doesn't know that you're actually ordering a beer. Like, oh, I'm getting the popper, the intense fruity popper, but really that's a pineapple IPA or something. Is there some law that you got to call it an IPA or something? Just like call it something else, but like wink, wink, like give a little wink, like wink. This is not really a poppy IPA or a poppy. Coconut.
I'll have the wink, wink, sir. You don't need to say wink. You just
wink,
actually,
wink. Oh, wink. I'm sorry. And then you're all wink, wink.
Wink.
Here you go, sir. You're alone in your car. You're a 50-year-old man alone in your car. You don't need to wink at us.
We know what you're here for.
Okay. Like, and then those Dutch bro, people will be like, so what you got going on today?
Oh, crap.
Like, oh, shit. I got to come up with banter. Oh, really? I'm going to pay you. And now I got to come up with banter.
Yeah.
We got to banter because we're in the drive-thru.
I think I'm going to refinish my deck this morning.
Like, oh, yeah. Well, you got to refinish your decks. Yeah. Love doing that. My dad, it's always like whenever I come up with something, they're always like, oh, yeah, my dad does. Well, I'm like, oh, God. Oh, yeah, my grandpa refinishes decks. Like,
Thanks,
bro. Then why don't you get a haircut?
My dad had a deck.
Why don't you get a fucking haircut and get a real job? Stop talking to me.
Wow. Like, I make more than you.
I know more than you. Now you could say that about coffee to the Dutch Bros people.
Yes. Your pour over speed.
Which pour? It's very fast. Whatever it is, it's fast. It's that Dutch Bros. Hey, any Dutch bro,
what's your brew temp?
Any Dutch bro workers listening, I love you. You're great. I enjoy our interactions together. Just saying.
Please return sticker day to the first day.
Oh, we went in sticker day the other day, and they're all out by like, it was like 5 o'clock or something. They're like, no.
Oh, yeah, you're way too late. You need to be 5 a.m. if you want them stickers.
Oh, geez. Oh, God. What's Dutch Brothers like at 5 a.m.?
Like 5 p.m., just not as dark.
Some of the Dutch Bros are 24 hours, so when is sticker day start at the 24-hour Dutch Bros? Is that like 12:01 a.m.?
I have not ventured into that kind of territory.
Yeah, well, figure it out.
Yep.
If you're on the, I don't know how far Dutch Bros goes, but it's like a more sugar filled version of a Starbucks. If you're wondering what the hell we're talking about,
at least their coffee's drinkable though.
All right, Dutch Bros tangent.
Way to go.
Tangent. Are you still drinking, Nick? Are we still?
I just want to talk about, because I didn't talk about it last week. I had a beer at the zoo, and it was one of my most favorite moments ever.
Zoo beer.
Zoo beer. Yes, check off one more unique place to drink
zoo beer. Oh, what area are you drinking at?
In the African safari.
In the safari.
Yeah, I don't know if they sell beer normally. I was there for a private event.
That's interesting, because they have the newest area of the zoo. They have a little tiny snack bar that has beer in there that they sell. Oh, I think that's always. And so that new area that has the two lions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of behind next to the orangutans.
Okay.
There's a little snack booth sort of tucked away in there, and they have canned beers in there, and they have a Sierra or a Firestone. I think a Sierra hazy little thing or something. That's always there. But the African safari area, I never see beers there, but they have the signs that us beer drinkers know when there's an outside area, there's always a sign of no alcohol behind this alcohol point. And those signs are always there, but I'm like, well, where the fuck was the alcohol, guys?
Where's the alcohol?
I never see it. So I'm always like, well, I guess, I don't know. So maybe you're right. It's like that area is just like a occasional alcohol thing.
I see. So I did notice they have their own wine. I don't know who's making the wine for them, but it's a zoo themed label wine. But yeah, so I had a Barrel House Mango IPA. That was my go-to, my situational beer.
All right. Well, that's not good. That's fine.
Yeah, it was, you know what? It drank really nice. It was a little bit warm outside. You know, stared at a rhinoceros butt.
Rhinoceros butt.
Yeah, feed the giraffes, have a beer. Like, when, I mean, you know, it's just every day in Fresno.
That's what we do.
Feed a giraffe.
That's what we do.
Yeah. Get up, feed the giraffes.
See Kobe in his car.
Ride an elephant.
Yeah. Do whatever we want. Have a taco while we're riding an elephant. We can do
right. Yeah. Oh yeah. Taco's mandatory. Put your head in a lion's mouth. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Swim with the otters.
Yep. That's the Nick 80. Was there any more?
No. I will end with that. Nothing could be better than a beer at the zoo.
Yeah, I mean, it is nice. I did that once. It was good.
Check that off for unique places to drink beer.
Yeah. More zoos need to have drunks that they have to kick out of the zoo.
My cousin. There's a monkey offended by what I'm doing.
A little Seinfeld reference there. Right. I had a Jim Fontana beer, Trug Along, from Track 424 Brewery in Modesto, California. It's a German Pilsner, and I enjoyed it. I was like, I like this beer, and I'm German Pilsner, and I like it. What's going on? Mind Haze, Cosmic Crusher. I had to go value six-pack, and the Mind Haze Cosmic Crusher had the most alks, least priced most alks craft beer. It won out. So good job, Mind Haze Cosmic Crusher, as being the most value craft beer this week. And speaking of, Torpedo had a six-pack of Torpedo Extra IPAs from Sierra Nevada Still Brewery. Good beer, good price, nice alks. Good job. And a Mongo from Pizza Port, another well-priced double IPA. And yeah, those were my beers. Dorktown on a tap, the Nick Gady, and Rad _ Stacy with an E. And Stacy did do some checking in at Dildo Brewing.
She made it. I can't believe it.
So there is some untap action on Stacy. So if you want to go check it out and get a preview of whatever she's going to talk about next week, go on the untap feed. Yeah. I was like debating on like getting another beer or not, but it's just...
It's time for cheers.
Do you have some cheers, Nick?
Well, obviously, cheers to Jim Fontana. It was good to see him. We chatted about many things. A lot of food talk. That was neat. There's a lot of cool places in LA I'm looking forward to trying. Or Southern California in general, not just LA. I'm generalizing. Mm-hmm. Cheers to the Tauga staff. Even though they did not recognize me.
Oh my God.
As being Matt's brother.
What the hell?
You guys, still cheers to you guys. Except for the girl that took our money and forgot to pour our beers.
You're all, beers coming now?
Yeah. We would like beers, please. That was funny. Cheers to, cheers to the Rad family. Hopefully they make it back safely from their Northern American trip. I had another cheers and my brain has lost it.
Come on, brain.
Come on, brain.
Let's go, brain. Let's go, Nick's brain. Come on.
Yeah.
You can do it. I trust in you. I believe in you. Oh, well.
We cheers you
all. All right. Everybody. How about everybody? How about
everybody?
Earth? How about Earth?
Mm.
Cheers to...
Only if it's flat.
Only not going to reward you for being round. Like what? Like... Here's the thing about flat earthers. Like, what do they think the people saying that the earth is round, like, what do they think the round earthers are getting out of it? Like, if they're lying about if they're lying about the earth being round, what are we getting out of that? What, like, what advantage are we having that the telling everyone the earth is round when it's actually flat? Like, what? Like, oh, man, there's so much money in telling, bullshitting everybody about the earth being round. Earth
propaganda.
Oh, yeah. Man, we got to keep this round earth conspiracy going.
Maker.
Yeah, we can't tell everyone the earth is flat. We'll lose all our money.
You know how many globes we sell every year by telling them it's round?
It's a big globe. That's what it is.
It's big globe conglomerate.
You kidding me? Like, hey, big globe, you could just sell flat earth globes, like flat earth flats. Instead of globes, they're called flats. You can make money that way. Like, come on, guys, get creative. Wait,
so somehow
you don't have
flats
to,
are different than maps, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They're so worried about, like, not having globes anymore. Like, come on, guys. Like, they got to spend so much money to, like, doctor all these pictures of Earth just to keep the globe market going. Come on,
guys. Next, you're gonna tell me we actually landed on the moon.
Yeah, geez, you know how much money we make by fooling everyone that we landed on the moon. Don't stop that gravy train. Oh man, I love all those moon residuals I get for telling everyone we landed on the moon. Oh man.
Oh, man.
Cheers to the golden gods of the perfect
core. Nobody ever talks about the flat moon conspiracy.
Yeah. Why is the moon round and the earth's flat? What's up with that?
Yeah. What's up with that?
Just tell me, who's making money off this round earth thing? I can make a lot of money if I could prove that the earth is flat. That's what everyone, the flat earthers, are about. They're like, man, this is my only way I'm going to make any money, if I can prove that the earth is flat.
We need to prove the earth is flat.
So that I get. That's cool.
To the edge.
I stood and looked down. Lost a lot of friends there. I got no time to mess around. If you want it, you got to bleed for it, baby.
Oh, no.
You got to bleed for it.
I don't know what song you're singing, but I know you're singing the song.
I ain't talking about love.
I was a stupid t-shirt.
I ain't talking about love. Cheers to our golden gods. They give us money so we can pay the bills.
That is
a big deal.
I remember my cheers now.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Cheers to the single cam slam. Happy birthday, single cam.
Single cam. Yeah, I was looking on the calendar and there weren't birthdays this week, so that's good. Mm. Cheers to single cam. And cheers to everyone that listens. You listen all the way through to here. We appreciate it. If you've never rated us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, that would be awesome if you could do that. 5-star little comment there. There's got to be a way to see them in Spotify. I know I can see that people are rating it in Spotify, but I haven't seen actual if people could comment. But maybe you can just star them in Spotify. I don't know. But if there is comments, I haven't figured out how to see them yet. But one day I will, if that's possible. But if you do it on Apple Podcasts, we're going to talk about it on the show. So you know that much. PerfectPoorPod.com. If you want to check out more on the internet, you love looking at blogs, blog posts. You're just like, oh, I'm all about blogs. Then I'm here for you because I have many of them that nobody reads. So if you need more blogs in your life, just get in touch with me. I'll direct you to many of them. And a newsletter, drinkingandthinking.substack.com. That's a newsletter you should maybe want to subscribe to. I'm just saying. It's pretty cool, if you ask me. And Madeira, something's happening in Madeira very soon, correct?
What? Oh, In-N-Out's opening up.
Yeah, well, that's been open. That's open.
Okay.
One of the newest In-N-Outs in the country in Madeira, California.
Yeah. Did we get Oakland's allotment? Is that how Madeira got one?
Maybe. I don't know.
So if you own a Volkswagen or if you just like to look at a lot of Volkswagens, April 28th.
I just like to look.
24, Madeira Fairgrounds, the Volkswagen Spring Fling will be happening.
All right. Right at the end of the month.
And it's air and water cooled Volkswagens.
Oh, so, okay. Both.
Yeah.
Do the air cooled people like look down on the water or like?
Absolutely. Insert meme of snobbish British royalty looking down from
the balcony. So who's snobbier, the air cooled or the water cooled?
That's a good question. Each would say the other is more snobby.
Yeah, of course. They're more snobby. We are.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There is a dividing line, but we somehow get along.
What about the Baja guys? The Baja guys are just like, what are you guys fighting about, bro? is there a Baja category even? Do you guys even like respect actually, the Baja guys?
Category. I'm trying to think of a beer analogy. So if air cooled, okay, so air cooled means pre-79 Volkswagens. Air cooled is IPAs. Water cooled guys would be the lagers.
All right.
Bajas would be Bud Light.
Oh. All right. But Bajas are the lager, or wait, the like cheap lager Pilsner guys.
Yeah. They're just there to fuck shit up. And
what you guys just look chill what I out. Can do.
They're the hold my beer of the group.
Like, what? You could take a Volkswagen anywhere. Check me out. Y'all, but that's not original.
Hey, we did it.
But that's not original, actually.
Yes. So you've been.
I'm actually those tires. That's not what the kind of tires they would have given you when you drove that off the lot.
Mikey, I swear you've been to one of our shows.
Well, I've been a part of the geek world all my life, so I know every everything has that person in the in whatever genre of geekdom. Everybody has that person or has been that person, and I have extremely been both. Accurate. So I know that guy. Because I've been him.
He is me.
And I have also made fun of that guy and hated that guy, but I've also been that guy.
Dang it.
I've been all the
two sides to the same coin.
Oh, man. You know what I do, dude? Two chicks at the same time. Thanks for listening to the Perfect Pour. Have a great week.
Absolutely.
Be safe.
It's a must.
Have fun, though. Don't forget fun. Because it's required. Fun. But before you do that, your first thing, you got to check in with yourself. And you got to...
Before you wreck yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You got to check your dates.